Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today's Daf Lamed, okay? Today we're going to embark on the sugya of Giloy. I'll go through Rambam in a second. Just let's read the first few lines here on Daf Lamed. Thank you, Reb David Monk, for the fill-in. Tanu Rabbanu. Yayin mevushel ve'iluntis shel evdei kachov masurin. So we just finished the Gemara yesterday, the halacha of yayin mevushel, the halacha of yayin nesesh, etc. So the rule is cooked wine, it wasn't in the possession of the guy before it was cooked. It was cooked wine or aluntis, which is, they have a translation for that. It's some type of mixture, some type of concoction that has wine mixed into it.
The rule is selected. Look at Rashi. Potion.
The rule is that it's usher. In this case, because in the first case, by Yayin Mevushel, it was in the possession of the guy before it was Mevushel. So if it was possession, ointment prepared with wine. Yes, sir. Look at Ricky's shoes. Yes, an ointment prepared with wine. And in the case of Yayin Mevushel, which it was regular wine that was cooked. So in these cases, it's usur, because again, there's a chash that the guy is going to be menasachit lavay dezara, in a regular case of, look at Rashi, Sharmit, he lost the yayim. In both cases, they were both in the beginning. He had wine as regular wine, and then it changed its nature. He cooked it, or he put it in a mixture. However, aluntis could be also, but let's say aluntis, which is this potion that has wine mixed into it, but it was kibriyasa, meaning it was given to him. Rashi shlohayayim etchil be'avikachovim elocha asuya miyad Yisrael. He obtained this as a mixture from Yisrael, so he only had possession of it after it was a mixture. The rule is muteres; it's mutter. Why? Because again, Rashi explains here that he's not going to be menasachit muteres b'hano. Rashi says the sula menasachli. Rashi says madgish the word hano. You know, vice list ba'achil, it's also. The shayla is a taruvus yain. This is the big shayla over here. If taruvus yain has the halacha, the chash of yain nesach on it, you look at Taisus and Rabbeinu Tam, and Rashi here is mavur, that it's only a heter ano, but there's pashas no heter achilo. Magi yain would have an iser, maga taruvus yain would have an iser of achilo, it seems. So look at the Taisus. Maybe we'll get to it. Let's see some Gemara. So that's most of Ezi aluntis. What is aluntis? Because not gabi Shabbos. Oisin anumolin ve'in oisin aluntis. You know, you're allowed to make anumolin, which again is a mixture, some kind of mixture potion, but it's done. Excuse me. Mold wine mixed with spices. It's a moladika wine. So that type of wine you're allowed to make on Shabbos because it's not meant for refuah. However, ve'in oisin aluntis, Rashi says shehula refuah. You can't make aluntis; it's the refuah, which again is another type of mixture, but it's on the refuah. We'll see in a second what it means. Ve'izi anamulin, ve'izi aluntis. What's the two concoctions here? Anamulin is yain dvash upapulin. Anamulin is wine, honey, and peppers. Nice. Aluntis is yain yoshon. Umayim tsluin va'afarsaman. It's old wine, clear water, and a farsaman, which is some kind of fragrance.
It's an oil.
Balsam, that was right. I knew that from someone. Balsam oil. So what did they use this for? The Avdi the Bema Susa, they would use it for the Bema Susa. Rashi says, let's stand in, because it's the menthol, a type of menthol kind of thing, where you cool off. You cough, let's stand in, because she used to be based on merchats in the first, right? Rashi says, you come out of the base of merchats, you're hot and schmitzies, you come out, you put on this balsam oil thing, it ends up cooling you down.
Actually,
it
says, the original
word, this particular thing is, oh, interesting. Oh, nice. Okay. You drink it. You don't rub it on. You drink it, okay? Very good. All right. So that's that halacha. Now we're going to go to the halacha of Giloy, which literally means revealed, just to get a good background what this is. I think everyone knows what it is, but let's just get some basic facts straight. It's a Mishnah in Trumas, in the Perek Chesla, a Mishnah Dalud, the rule of Giloy. The Mishnah says over there, Shloshim Mashkin Asura Mishum Giloy. There are three liquids, I guess, that are asur because of Giloy. Hamayin, Hayayin, V'Hacholim. Water, wine, and milk. Usharkol HaMashkin Utarim. All other liquids are mutter. Okay, so what is Giloy? Kama Yishu Yiyu Asur, and how long do they have to be? Again, Giloy means it's open, it's revealed, it's not covered. How long does it have to stay like that for it to be Asur? Kadeshiyetze HaRachash Makam Parav Yishta. Rachash is a snake. So that the snake could come out of its hole that's in close proximity and drink from it. So the chash of Giloy is that the snake will come out of its hole and drink from the water and insert its venom into the liquid, water, milk, water, and wine. And the Mishnah says, just one more back here, a couple more actually, Shir Amayim HaMagulin Kadesh HaTaybet B'Hayim HaMara, and therefore the amount of water that has to be uncovered for there to be an Isser has to be enough water where you can't see the venom, obviously. Okay? And then the Mishnah continues, I skipped a little bit, but you go to the next Mishnah, this halacha doesn't only apply to liquids by themselves, it also applies to moist foods. For example, nikure te'enim ba'anobim. Let's say they were punctured figs, meaning they have a hole, you're not sure where it came from. It could be it came from a snake bite. Nikure te'enim ba'anobim v'kishuin. Kishuin are cucumbers. Cucumbers, well, gluing, the next thing is gourds. I still don't know what those things are. We'll have avatichim, and then you have avatichim.
Gourds more of a squash.
Squash, oh, yeah? Oh, I never knew that. I never really knew what it was. Okay.
The bloom is squash, that's what you say?
Well, he says the type of squash kind of thing. Squash, pumpkins.
Two punctures next to each other.
No, it doesn't say that. Just a hole. If it's two punctures...
The one-fanged snake.
Or maybe it's a two-fanged snake, but the whole somehow became one. Maybe it split down the middle. Again, it seems that it's just a chash. It's not like very clear. Yeah. Okay, then you have the gourds and the abatichim, which are melons, the hamalap of funois, and they teach here in translation, in art school from the Rav and Kalayim, that it means Kirby's. Malapophonus are Kirby's. Oh, no less. Okay. So the rule is if they have a hole, even if they're the size of a kikur, echad gadol v'echad katan, whether it's large or small, echad tzlos v'echad mechubo, whether it's disattached or attached, kol she'esh b'lecha, asur. Anything that has moisture is asur. Right? Because anything that has moisture, we're concerned that the venom got mixed up with it. And therefore, there's a problem of giloy, even by a food that has liquid in it. Because again, the liquid means that it might have dissipated. Same thing by an animal that was bitten, because the animal might also have venom. So this is the halacha of giloy. The main thing to keep in mind is that they're liquids that we're going to talk about soon. And the problem is that it comes to shash that a nachash inserted its venom. Now, in general, just to understand the halachas over here. So we have now halachas that are usur because of sakhara. And now, to me, it's really in the poskim as well, the gedarim of sakhara. Right? So we have certain things that are, we're going to see, really, throughout the Avodah Zarah, certain things that are usur because of sakhara. And the question is, what did the chachamim do? Right? So we have a case before also of aluka, of someone drinking from river water. We'll have cases of someone drinking their sweat, crushed garlic, all these different things left overnight. What exactly did the Chachamim say with these halachs? And I'll explain in a second. But if you read the Rambam, just read the Rambam. The Rambam says, he brings, interesting, very interesting Rambam. The Rambam brings first in Hilchos Reseach, Perikid Aleph, Halacha Dalid. You have it? In Baruch David?
Yeah, I'm going to go get it. I pulled out Mahalas Asuris.
No, that's the funny thing. It's in Reitzeach. This is a good, actually very has very relevant to what I'm about to say. And the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach says, Echad adag ve'echad kol dover sheish bo sakona, roi sheyikosho bo odom yamos. He brings anything that could lead to danger. He says if you have a well, or if you have a pit, and then he brings makah, v'chein kol michshol sheish bo sakona s'nefoshes, mitzvahs aseh l'hasiroi, v'lehishomre mimenu, v'lehizahar v'davar yafa yafa. It's a mitzvahs aseh to go away from it, to protect yourself and be careful, very careful. Yoke, yoke. Well, this is talking about yourself. Yeah. He brings that pasuk. And then he says, this is where he continues. I'm worried about myself. Who cares? Rambam says there are many things that the Chachamim said are also because of a sakonas nefashis. And even if the person says, well, what do you care if I wear a seatbelt or not? That's my cheshbon. It's my cheshbon. Minor cheshbon. What does that have to do with you? Love the Rambam. Makanos soy makas mardis. Because again, it seems that it's an isur diaraisa, but it's only an isur essay. But the Chachamim came along. This is where it's very unclear. The Chacham along came and said it's Osir. The Eluhain, what are these things? Like we had before. Person shouldn't take, but put his mouth by a stream, river stream, and drink because of the Aluka. This is where he brings the din of Gilim. He says, if this happens, a person has to be careful not to drink, because maybe a nachash took from that water. And he says also, he adds on anything that's zaychel yachor, anything that falls on the ground, and he might die. It goes into the halacha of yishar melechol shmaras nafshecha. I think he also means the din of yishmar kum yodel nafshe seichem. This is the din of, and then he brings all the other cases we're going to see. We're going to see later on all the other, you know, like some sweat and all these different things, the halacha. But when you see this Rambam, you see the Chachamim said that what? What did they say? They say there are certain things that are a sakona, and therefore it goes into the pasuk of Yishar Melechol Shmar Nafshecha. So the question that I have really, and I think it's really dealt with in an indirect way, what did the Chachamim say, right? Did they say that this is usur because of sakona, whatever reason, or did they come and just say, these things are a sakana, and then Mimela gets included in the pasuk of Minishmarta Miyad Nafshe Seichem. You should keep your. They came along and said this is a problem, but they didn't come along and say it's awesome.
Well, we don't need the Chacham to come in. The Chacham to tell you this is about that thing you have in the outlet is that not included because
that's
out of your acute.
I would say these are things that are less obvious. Obviously, things that are obvious are included in Mishmar Pilei Nafshei Seichem, not to put, you know, get electrocuted or something like that. These are things that are less obvious. And then the truth is, there's another gedder of Shemir Pesayim Hashem. And there's another thing that the Chachamim were magdir, which things that might be dangerous, but we don't have to be careful about them. And that's, again, I'm saying, so what did they do? So they came along and said, this is Hakana. If you read the Rambam, he really says both things, right? The Rambam says, this is Halacha Yisham L'Chol Yishmar Nafshecha. And then he says, the Chachamim came and answered things. What are the two? The Nachkaminas are very, you know, important. For example, would you say, there's a Halacha? But he just bought a Pasuk of Yisham L'Chol. And then he says it's Asu Chachamim. How do you read that? That's Parshat. So what did the Chachamim say? Well, okay, let's just keep it to these things. The Chachamim Asur. What did they do? The Torah says in the Shratim Lenashu Sefer. What did the Chachamim do? They Asur, they came along and said, this is Akonim, the Melo, the Melo. So I'm saying, you see in the Rambam, again, but again, is it din d'araisa? What were the mechadish? They also added an Isra. So here's let me bring out the point.
I hear.
So all the Chachamim could have said was they could have said that this is included in the Pasuk, and then whatever happens, happens. You revival an essay.
Right?
Yeah.
Where together, you should find an nafash. Here is a suffix and not the strength of it. Now they're in the Pada. You should find an nafash.
Okay.
Didn't make it work.
I didn't see that Gemara before. Yeah. So I wanted to just bring out the halacha really. That's the shaila is really because the place can deal with whether there's a din of, like, for example, of bata b'shishin. And then we find some yirsakat meisur. So that's exactly the rate. Let's say you have a din of, you know, there's a din of tamki ikra and the din of bittul b'shishin. Something's bata with 60. Does that apply to something that has a sakana? Is an aluka? Let's say it wouldn't be a barrier. Does that have a din of bittul b'shishin? Does that have Gedarm of Isser?
No, but that's fear. The question is, there is saying you're your son.
But let's say it is the Gedarm, whatever the Chum is, it all boils down for it to be a regular Isser because of Sakana. This is a Shail in the Paisim. Shail in the Paisim is a Din of Bittul B'Shishim, a Prisha, the Gedarm, they talk about, well, it's Din of Bittul B'Shishim. I'm saying that's really the Chayr of what the Shail is. And Taisus, again, Taisus later on, Lamed Hay, Taisus says that today, that there's no halacha of giluy, important to understand. Today there's no halacha of giluy because Taisa says, Lamed Hey, bottom, Ma'anu she'en lachash mitzuyim beinenu, ain lachash mishum giluy. He says, Taisa says, you're not lachash for giluy today. This is how we pass the halacha, really. Is that we're not worried about giluy today because snakes aren't so found among us. Found. Okay, yeah, good. In the Eretz Yisrael, yeah, might be different. But, yes, yeah, so he says, what about the din of Dabar Shebiminyan? The Chachamim came along and said, this is Asur, you need a Minyan Achalatiroi. Minyan Achalatiroi. The Chachamim said, this is Chachamim. They weren't Misakin and Isur. You need a Minyan Achar to come and say, it's a Pel, what they should say. There's no snakes around. There's nothing. No snakes. You're in Farakawa. The worst you'll see is a garter snake. Right? There's no Chashgiwa. There's no Chashgiwa. Oh, but it might be also, Taisa says, because you need a minyan achar to be matir. Is it a sakon or is it not a sakon? You see in Taisa's that it does have gedarm of Isser. It does have gedarm of Isser. And maybe according to Taisa's, again, maybe there is a din of bittul b'shishin. This is the dichotomy that you see when it comes to sakonis. And it has to be grappled with. Maybe we'll go through some more of the halachas. I just wanted to bring out that point. You see in the Rambam this duality to it, and we have to really understand what exactly the Chachamim said. No, am I you just like, you hear what I'm saying? Or it makes sense a little bit. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a more Chomer Isser. Maybe it's a more Chomer Isser because it's a Sakonim. Yeah. Listen, Arya, you're taking it up to the poison. We have to look at the poskim. This is what they bring. This is a din of bittul b'shishin. How does such a thing? You have to chart on. I'm not saying a full hesber, but I think you have to somehow say that it has the dharma viser, not just sakona. All right, maybe we'll. Okay, I just wanted to say that as an introduction to the next inyonim. Yeah, yishul falvul b'zeh. I'm not arguing. Let's start the halakas now. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Damri Tarbai. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, they both said, Yayin mazuk ein boi mishum giloy. Yayin mazuk ein boi mishum giloy. You have diluted wine. What's dilution? Here Rashi says, not maziga the rava, shnei chalkamayim be'echad yayin. Two portions water, well, one third of it is wine, basically. Okay, we know it's not maziga the rava. Why? Places others talk about. All right, well, diluted wine, there's no halakha of giloy, which means we don't have to worry about it if it's uncovered. Yayin mevushul. Ain't boy mishum nisuch. And yayin mevushul is not halacha of nisuch. Right? We know this. By the way, does anyone have a problem with the fact that yayin mazuk doesn't have a din of giloy? Anybody have like a blatant question?
It's
water in it.
Snakes don't need it. They're AA.
Yayin mazuk typically because of the magid.
Yeah,
It's a good question.
Now
what? The Ayin Mazik, there's no din of Gilui. Right. Okay, because the wine is diluted. What about the water in it?
Rashi says, she'ein ocher shesed in that.
Doesn't even like the water, you said?
Rashi say,
I hear. The problem I have, okay, yeah. All right, now I understand your expression, are you? I hear what you're saying. Now I understand your expressions. So the problem is the Meiri. The Meiri. The Meiri learns that's why the Maskana, there is a din of. He learns the Maskana. We learned out that Mazik does have a din of Giloy, and he says because of the Mayim in it. So there's a little bit of a. But I hear. Rashi says again. So it's Nishtahe Nishtahar. That's what he's saying basically. Yeah. Doesn't drink it because of the water, and the wine is diluted. It's not good wine.
Yes. Snakes drink this stuff or not?
Okay, no. That's all right. I explained that the other day. All right, it's not Mesuyim to our Gemara here. The Matthias is based off of what the Chachamim understood it to be.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying that's not just this Gemara. It's not just this Gemara.
The Gemara is telling us.
That's what I was saying, that they don't drink it. Yeah, got it. The Maisa, that's what happens. Okay. So at this point, that's the halacha. But the question now is, Yayim Vushal, yesh by Mishum Gilo, yayim by Mishum Gilo. What about Yayim Vushal? Is there a din Gilo on that or not? Hoshima. Here's the answer. Hey, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Yayim Vushal, yayim by Mishum Gilo. He said, Yayim Vushal, he said, Befeirush, Yayim Vushal does not have the halacha of Gilo. Yayim Vushal, it's a good point. Doesn't have the halacha of Gilo. Yayim Bar Shmuel Chalash, here's a story. It illustrates this. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Shmuel, by Yishmael, was sick. Olegabe, keep in mind the parties over here. Olegabe, Rabbi Yishmael ben Zirud, Rabbanon, Vishulebe, Rabbi Yishmael ben Zirud, and the Rabbanon, whoever that is, they went to, you know, Barak Chaylam, Yasmin Mekom Abayluhu, and they sat down and they discussed this question. Yayin Mevushal, Yesh Ba Mishum Giloy, Yayin Ba Mishum Giloy, does Yayin Mevushal have a halacha of Giloy? Or does it not have the halach of Gilui? Amalu Rabbi Yishmael ben Zirud, Hachi Yom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Gabar Rabba, Umar Rabchia. Okay, so now Rabbi Yishmael ben Zirud was asking this question, was answering this question, and he said, this is the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Gabar Rabba, it was Rabchia. Yayin Mevushal Ein Boy Mishum Gilui. He answered the question, Yayin Mevushal does not have the halacha of Gilui. You don't have to worry about a snake drinking from it. Amalei, so they said to him, I guess the Rabbanan said to him, Nismaich, should we rely on this? Is it reliable or is it not reliable? Machvilhu, Rabbi Yaakov Shmuel, and then Rabbi Yaakov Shmuel piped in. He was sick, but he showed them a lie, the Al Tzavori. By myself and my neck. I don't know if that's a lashon of a shvua, or he's just saying that 100% rely on this ruling, the Yayin Mevushal does not have the halacha of
Gilo.
Well,
sorry, they didn't use the
guy in the bush,
but how the heck did the snake know that you're bush or not?
No, that's smelling it.
I was
We're going to see it. This dive is an eye opener to the nature of snakes. Just get ready. We're going to see some really interesting snake facts. That, I don't know if that helps you out, Ricky, but that's Azoi Shnei, that's what it says over here.
Both of the regular and two-legged variety.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I don't know what you meant by that.
You'll figure it out.
Snakes. Shmuel Ba'avlet, is that how I pronounce his name?
Is they write it over here? Avlet.
All right. Avlet. So he was a boy. Shmuel and the old day Vinny, as you would say.
He was an astrologer.
He's an astrologer. Havliyasvi, they were sitting. Aisul kamayu chamro mevashlon. Oh, and they brought in front of them cooked wine. Mashul yode, and Avleit, being the erlich guy that he was, he withdrew his hands from it. I guess he touched it and then withdrew his hands, noticing that Well, Rashi says he didn't, but he preempted it. So the other shul yiga boi yisrael, he didn't want to touch it and make it also maga yain maga of the yain nesh. Amalei Shmuel Hari Amru yain vosho in the shul yain nesh. Shmuel said to him, don't worry about it. Yep, they said yain vosho in the shul yain nesh. No din of yain nesh, but yain vosho, everything is good. Touch it all you want. Ham says Rav Chia, the maid servant, the maid of Rav Chia, Iguila Halucham Ramavashla. Now we have a case of Gilad. The Yayin Bevushal was placed in front and was uncovered. But the, again, the amount of time which it could become also.
It's just an something.
No, there are Chedushim there. There are Chedushim. You see that it's mutter even in Achila, right? That he said it's okay to touch it. Now, the question is if Maga Yain has the halacha of, is it just mutter bahano? Or, you see Rashi? V'shamina me'acha da'af b'shtiya mutter. Yeah, that's the chiddush, really. Yeah, again, it's, now what happens if the guy pours Yain the bushel? That's, we'll see about that. Okay, this is dinner. Again, Maga, I have different dinner. What's the place here? Okay, so they brought it in front of Rav Chia and they were worried about Giloy. Amrullah, he said to his maid, Hare Amru, Yayim Vosho Eimba Misham Giloy. Okay, that's another scenario. Shamed Ravad Rabba Igloloch Lechamru Maziga. Shamed Ravad Rabba was revealed to him, it was a revealed meaning uncovered. Yeah. Diluted wine. Again, all of these are illustrating the halachas of before. Rav Papa said, this depends. If it's very diluted, then there's no problem of giloy. But if it's somewhat diluted, very unclear what that means, shasi, the snake is going to drink from it. And the lechayra, the pshat is over here. Rashi says, Mazik v'loy mazik she'im boi mayim arbe shoyis ha'nachosh. Again, it's not very much diluted. So l'chor it means that the wine is still strong enough, right? That's what it means. It's still good enough quality for the snake to drink. Right? The Gemara mazik v'loy mazik mishasi. Is that true? That even if it's somewhat diluted, it's gonna drink. V'harav v'harav v'huna. Havikozl ba'arbo. Rabbi Baravuno was going on the arba. What's over here? The boat. Oh, yeah, boat. And he had his little wine flask with him. And he saw on the boat this snake that was sorry vaasi. It was slithering along. Amalei Mishame. He said, Mishame, Sami any
didain. That's in the water, dude.
The snake was in the water. It wasn't in the boat.
Oh, I guess it would somehow climb up onto the boat or something.
Right.
Was it like I'm thinking of like a big ship. It was a little rowboat or something. Okay, who are but the missile of a trip, you know? Okay, so he saw the snake that was coming. He said, let's blind the eyes of this, meaning make sure it goes away. Shokul Koli Maya Shodabe Nesolachuri. They took a small amount of water, that's the key here, small amount of water, threw it into the wine, lo and behold, the snake retreated, which means it wasn't interested in the wine anymore. So what do you see? You see that even a little bit of water, even if it's somewhat diluted, the snake does not drink from it, and there shouldn't be a problem. Giloy, and this is the, this is the halacha. The proof over here, it really isn't the problem of Giloy, because they were watching everything that was going on. But you do see the Metzius, the snake will not drink from that type of wine. Okay? Achia, so the Gemara says, what's the teretz? Achia masar nafshe, amazigaloy masar nafshe. Oh, back to the snake mentality here. Psychology, snake psychology. They are only meiser nefesh. Some serious nefesh over here. The snake in the wide open is just going to go and take that wine. But it's only meiser nefesh if it's good wine that's non-diluted. You know, they're not going to risk their lives. I'm a zigal, I'm also not you. It wouldn't be moisture nefesh for diluted wine, but ain't a chanami. If the wine is uncovered and hidden from people, so then the rule is that the snake will drink from it, and that's why we said before there's a problem with viewing. Frankly, more the opposite. I'm a zigal, I'm also not you. The snake doesn't, isn't moisture nefesh? You're the bungalows of Gort Lovin. Tell us, go out and check. Hukhazi. Hukhazi, my Amadover. It's not much enough, but Rabbi Anai Havi Beach Buri. Rabbi Anai was in this place called Beach Buri, rat house. Barmile Barhedja, some say it was Barhedja. Havi Beach Buri Havi Yasvi. Barmile Barhedja Havi Beach Buri Havi. Beach Buri. Okay, that was the other two. Havi Yasvi Havi Peshosu Chabra. Oh, Shamazigre. They were sitting around having a drink of diluted wine. Pashtu Chamra Bekuba. They left some wine in the barrel. Now they want to save the wine. It's Arinu Bipadavanka. And they tied it, they sealed it with this cloth seal, which was porous, so water can go through it. And they saw this snake, very cunning snake over here, would take water, Rama Bakuba. And he wanted this wine, so he kept on pouring water into the barrel. Ad the mala bekuba v'sol chamilove until the wine, which I guess is more dense, right? So it goes to the top. Floated up the wine through the cloth. Mamash, a brilliant tactic. V'sol chamilove parvanko, and then the wine water mixture, whatever, again diluted, went to the above the cloth. V'shasi. And that was his drink. Very smart way of doing it.
I don't know how a snake pours water.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
He says here he was tipping, filled his mouth, came over, he spit it out. It took him the whole time. So he filled it.
So that's what the Gemara is saying. You see that a snake is moisher nefesh even for diluted wine. Okay. No, yeah. Amri, it gets even worse. Ami the mazaki ushasi. No, the teretz is when it comes to its own recipe, its own dilution. So then, no, it's okay. Feels good to drink. The mazaki achrini leishasi. Other rights to be kavshali yosim tishakav shel chaver. At the end of the day, this is its own recipe. He'll be happy to drink it, even if it's diluted. And it will be meiser nefesh. But some another person's dilution. You understand this, Richard? You understand what's going on? It's funny stuff. Yeah. Fine, Laishasi, then it won't. Snake psychology, yeah. Amar Avashi, the Itamar of Misharshio, Peruka, so this is the Gemara, as Mar says, Peruka le Sakanto. Avashi said, what are you giving this Terutzen for a Sakana? A Sakana. Are you going to tell me that, no, the snake only means this and it doesn't mean that? Wangle out, it's a Sakana, is something you have to be very careful about, and Peruka le Sakanto. And therefore, Amar Rava, Rava says, Hilchasa, Yai Mozug, if we said before that is true, Yai Mazik does have, but it does have Giloy across the board. Yai Mavushal, Ein by Mishum Giloy, Ein by Mishum Yai Nesach. Yai Mavushal is a different category, that's completely different. Again, so this is, you see, from what Ravashi said, again, you see, there's a chiluk between Sakana and Isser. Again, Pirukul is Sakanta. See, again, that's the economy we have to sort of deal with. Maybe we'll go through some of the halachas tomorrow. So that's a great question. So Tosfos Amamad Hay says if there's no snakes, there's no problem. And that's really how we paskin. We paskin that there's no problem of giving. It's Yedua, known that the Chazon Ish was Machmir, and the Bir Agra, the son, Asa Shulchan brings the Bir Agra, brings the Gra, not Bir Agra, because again, these are all things that even, there's no problem, there are, it's almost like a Hasidish thing, that there are heebie-jeebies that are, make it, like, even like Chol Stam, many say that there's really no problem today, but there's still a Dvarim, there was a Dvarim Hanastarim, there's hidden Segulis and things like that, Kabbalistic things, that there's a problem of Gilu, even though the snake issue is sort of not. Okay. Shamed Rav Chilki Bartuvi. Shamed Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi. Bishamis of Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi. Okay? Igla, who kissed the Demaya? There was a very small amount of water that was uncovered. Shmuel, you with me? You're listening so nicely. The only one today, really. I need someone like you close by. It gives me chizm. Who kissed the Demaya? V'avinayim gabo. Oh, so he was sleeping. The Shame of Rav Chilkiya was sleeping next to this uncovered small amount of water. Also, the Gabi Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuva, and then he asked him, "We want to drink it." He asked Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuva if it's okay. Amalei Ari Amru Emas Yoshin Alein. The snake sees the guy sleeping there. They have fear of him that he may wake up, and therefore it's not a problem with you. How do you mean to be a mama? I blow you like it's only in the daytime where I guess it's he's easily spotted if the man was woken up. But not by night. That would still be a problem with you. V'loyhi, v'loyshin lebi yamam, v'loyshin b'loya, eimas yoshin alein, v'loyhi. You don't say that. Someone's sleeping, the snake, again, the snake really wants the wine, and therefore will go for it even if there's a slight chance that, or there's maybe even a strong chance that the person will wake up. You don't say that, there's a problem with gilui. Rav le'shosin libe'arbo. Rav would not drink the wine, again, without the problem of, Yainesach or anything, maybe it was
even water.
He would not drink from the guy's house. He's right. Oh my, Eloise here begilui because they are not careful about gilui. They couldn't care less. They bear malta, but from a widow of a Jew. So then Shasi, he did drink, even though they don't know the halachas. The widow didn't know the halach of gilui. Why is that? Why would he say it's okay to drink? Because she still keeps the hugim of her husband, and the husband most likely kept the laws of Giloy, and therefore she's careful as well, and therefore you could drink. Shmuel Shasi Maya, he did the opposite.
I've not been on Giloy. Doesn't that show that the gnosts are coming? Also, otherwise they'd all be dying.
I don't know, maybe they did die, I don't know. I don't know if it's as common that everyone would die. I think I was wondering if a guy has a halacha in the Shemarta Miyad and Afshei Seichem. Does a guy have such a halacha? What would you say?
No, the Gemara's going to talk about
it. The Rambam brings it in Ritzichos Ritzach. Is that like offshoot of the Issa Ritzicha? And again, would that also mean that they have the halacha of Gilui? I mean, why is it here with the Gilui?
No, in next staff, the Gemara is going to talk about how come it doesn't hurt the Aflam and Aleph.
Oh, okay. All right.
How come it doesn't hurt the non-Jews? Hold on a second.
Okay. Oh, very good. All right. Good. All right.
Tomorrow's staff.
Shmuel Eshasi Mayan and Barmalti. He did the opposite. Shmuel did not drink from the house of the Amona. Omer Lesla to the Gavro. No, once her husband passes away, she's scot free. She does her own things at this point.
Chill.
She chill. Lemachaski Maya. She doesn't cover the water. He says, but from the house of the non-Jew, he would drink Shmuel. No, they don't care about gilui, but they still care about, you know, animals going in their water, cleanliness, hygiene. And therefore, some say the opposite. Shmuel was mocking me not to drink anything. All right, not sure we're passing him. See.
I don't know. It's a couple of fires. It's at the end of Lamed Alpha base in Islam. By non-Jews, because they eat shrubsim, so their bodies are more accustomed.
They can fight off.
So they're a different constitution.
But I'm saying, let's say they would have this takana. I don't know. Would there be an Israel in Yishmar?
It's interesting. If it's like you're saying, it's part of Ritzicha.
Yeah, because the Rambam brings it. It's an order. Yeah. They're not allowed to commit suicide, right? That's Achaz Damim and Afshoy. I think it's a valid theory. I think it's a valid question. No,
I think you're right. I think there probably are.
I would think yes.
What?
Why did he just not drink from the woman? Because here it's not saying. Why are people drinking?
Yeah. Good point. I don't know. Or maybe she, maybe the problem, maybe she knew there was an Isra of Gila, but maybe she was Makel in the sense that she assumed it wasn't drunk by a snake. Maybe that was her thing. Of course there's an Isra of Gila, but they maybe held that they were Makel in the sense that they weren't Chayshish, that it was Niskala, or there would be a snake around, or something like that. Yeah, so it's an essay, so why, I hear you. Yeah, that's, if it went like that, why would it be different than any other Isser essay? Yeah.
It's right then that's silly to ask that it's Shama. It's different than Shama. Shama is really a lot.
Yeah. Is it the same? Yeah, I was wondering that. I don't know. Chassam Sofer also brings us down, this Rambam, and he brings in a Shmar to be other than Afshir Sefer. The Rambam does say he's Shamalapha. Yeah, I don't know.
That's a
lot. It's a lot. It's really a lot. Yeah, it's really an issue. You have to look this up. It's all good questions. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Levi. Shalosh Yenis Hain. Three types of wine. Vein Ba'am Mishum Gilu. Ve'elohim. And these are wines that are lower quality, and therefore the snake doesn't drink from them. What are they? Chad, Mar, Matum. Sharp, bitter, sweet. Chad, sharp wine, is Tiwa Harifa. If someone translate these things for me,
I think
Rashi says it's a vinegary type of taste to it. The Mitzri Ziki, and it's so strong it breaks the barrels, causes cracks in the barrels that hold this wine. Mar, what's Mar? Yarnica, that's also bitter and bad. Matuk Chuya, this I saw by the way. This name of Behemoth, what's the name? There's a word for this. There's a certain type of wine. I forgot what it is. There's a word for it. This is a certain type of wine. As she says,
syrup wine.
But yeah, let me play.
Ulishna, and he brings here Lana. There's a word. It's a real type of wine.
It comes in a little bottle.
It's a real type of wine. This Yarnica. It's sweet wine. But not port. There's a word for it. I have to look it up again. I used my AI to find out what this was.
Apparently, he said.
Yes.
100 years ago, kosher wine was Shabbat Yaakov. New York said, I'm worried about Vanessa, very ignorant, really sweet. And none of those bottles are
fine.
One thought is why that happened.
Interesting.
Another has to do with the efficiency of the concentration. And that should be
that's probably the right one.
That means.
Okay, I'll look it up later to get the result. Okay, Matuk is clear. Rachama Masnil Yulin. Rachama listed the three types of wines, but they were better qualities. Had is Hamar Poplin. That's wine with peppers, spicing. Mar is a piss sintin. Stinton. This is Oshino.
Havasin, they still make it with warm wood.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Musuk is made barn. All right. Use your own knowledge here. I'm Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Karina, ain't by Mishum Giloy. Karina, this is also sweet. Is the Zahalach of Giloy. My Karina, I'm Rav Avol, Cham Rachalya, the Otame Asya. There's a Chiddush over here. This is Cham Rachalya, sweet wine that comes from Asya. Amar Rava, listen. This is the Chiddush. Ubim Kaim, my Yates, by Mishum Giloy. My time, a Chamar Medidu. In that place of Asya, the snakes drink from it. They make Kiddush on this wine. Because by them, they're used to drinking it. It's a localized drink, and therefore the snakes are used to it, and they drink from it. Amar Rava. Hi, Chamra, the Ikrim. This Chamra, which was souring, was on the way to becoming vinegar. At plus the Yoyimi Yeshba Mishum Giwoy. 3 days, up to 3 days, there's the souring process. There's giwoy because it's still considered wine. Umishum Yayin Nesav, also Yayin Nesav. Tosis brings in Bava Basra, this is Rav Lishitasa, you have to know why it's a Tushel, but Tosis in Bava Basra says, this is Rav's opinion, that anything that's becoming vinegar, it's 3 days it takes before it becomes vinegar. After that, it's possible to become vinegar. Before that, it's still considered wine.
Now, do I
say, even after 3 days, the rule is that it has the halacha of yayin and chashir mishum giloy, and also has the halacha of giloy. I'm not sure what he would hold by yayin nesach, but that's what he says. Afil basa plus the yayin chashir mishum giloy, my time only by giloy. My time is in the make of vishasi. Sometimes the snake does drink this type of wine.
Only wine available.
Okay. Only wine available. Tana rabbona. Yayin toisis. Yayin toisis means it's still bubbling. Yayin chadash megitoy. Rashi says, Achu machmas liyashayin karele toisis. So, again, it's like grape juice almost. But before the fermentation process, the halacha is, it doesn't have giloy. The kamet siso, so gimelyom, it's a three day process. So 3 days it takes for it to fully become wine. Until that point, the Yayin Toisis is no giloy. Hashachlayim, good old cress. Okay, Shachlayim ein bo mishum giloy. Rashi says choshim taruf bekli v'shachlis v'shachlik v'yayin. So you have this ground. You have your press smoothie with wine. So the rule over there is that they don't. There's no giloy. The snakes don't like the press smoothies. But the they were galus. They held that there was isur. They were menag isur. This is only true if there was no vinegar. But let's say they have vinegar inside. The rule is that migribu gives them an upset stomach. Rashi says migribu ha'chaynes misgare v'nilcham b'chekum. Their mouth shalafach is spicy. They don't like this press vinegar wine smoothie because it causes them to their mouth palate to whatever. Doesn't taste as good as it is. Fine. Kuta chababli. The good old Babylonian yogurt with sour milk and sourdough. Very, very moldy bread. Not sourdough. Moldy bread.
Literally
sour. This was their delicacy over there. Ain't by mishum giloy. There's no giloy, even though it has, again, some moisture in it. Milk. The snake doesn't like it. They go to the Nogoban Isser. And they go to the Nogoban Isser. I'm Rav Manchi. He is in the Kuri Chashinim. But again, if there's piercings in there, right? Rashi says over here, Kimin Makim Mashichas Nachosh. You see two little, nice little holes, one adjacent to the other. You see it in the, well, here it's the yogurt. Then you have to be Chosh.
Yeah, you think so, huh?
Yeah. You'd assume so, right?
Yeah, reasonable assumption, yes.
Okay, but glad you mocked it. And Pierre Ba'ashi says in the name of Shmuel, May tif, aimed by Mishum Giloy. Let's say you have water that's dripping, okay? Then there's no Giloy. Why is this? Rashi gives this case. Kli shetachas chavis shemekaba yayin anoytif. Right? So then the rule is no Giloy. I'm Rav Pierre Ba'ashi and Shmuel. I'm Rav Ashi, who do I tif la hadi tif tif? Meaning, if it continuously, that was the word I wanted to say. Continuously, I couldn't get it out of my mouth. Continuously dripping, then the snake does not drink from it. Rav Ashi says, now this, by the way, the snake hears it and flees. I always wondered, again, they don't hear. Okay, I don't know the answer. Or maybe they feel the vibrations. What happens when it comes to seltzer? This came up a few times. Again, the seltzer becomes flat after a while, so you have to make sure the bubbles. Nobody. The only, by the way, if you want flat seltzer, we have plenty in the fridge. and flat soda. Yeah, the shul has very. So I was wondering if this has. I think based on this Gemara, seltzer is no din of kilur because the bubbling causes the snake to feel the vibration. I don't think it's any less than the dropping of the wine. I think that was masking for this. Yeah.
Not much bubbling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right away, bubbling.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. If it's flat, then I don't know if it'd be a.
It's not a bubble. It's not a bubble.
It's a sensor.
When you how long did the bubble snakes stay away from the human bottle?
No, there's you know what I mean. It's carbonated for a while. Again, Chamar Medina, the Gemara says. Chamar Medina. If that becomes the drink of these. They adjust. They're adjustable. This is a very exciting thing of Gemara. I don't know if we'll get to the maybe we'll talk about the explanation tomorrow. This is very, very interesting. Says, if you have the piyoteino, I mean, what's this? The stem, you pick the fig from the tree, the hole where the stem is. Now you could assume that this hole came from the stem being ripped out and therefore a hole was created, or there's a possibility that a snake also punctured the fig in that place, right? Maybe a snake punctured that place.
You can't tell.
Meaning a regular food that doesn't have any puncture, fine. It assumes, but here, where there is a puncture, there's a possibility that a snake bit from that area or stabbed it.
I thought the word was a snake that really go and use that aperture.
Again, the proof, what you're really saying is that essentially there's no proof otherwise. There's no proof otherwise. That's what the Gemara is saying. That is the point. And still have the possibility that a snake, yes, snake brings it.
All that stuff they even teach, like a certain vegetable, got like little spoke in it. It could be a bug or probably in that.
Interesting. Oh. Okay.
The mission says that if you're holding in mushy fruit, you're afraid of a snake.
Yeah, that's what I quoted. The mission Trumas. You came late through Pinchas. So you came on time when you normally pay.
Yeah,
which is fine. But that's what we're saying. Yeah, food also has a din of gilui. Yeah, if there's a hole, but here again, it's an in between. Fine. Come on, ki haytana. The Tanya of the Ezra Omer, Oichel Adam Anovim Uteinim Balayla Vem Uchayshish Mishun Uchayshish Shemshenem Hashem Pesayim Hashem. New din, new halacha, new rule. Hashem watches over the simpletons. So we'll see what exactly is together. The Torah Stein asks, what do you mean? There's a chash of a danger. What differentiates whether it is it or isn't? So Taras Chaim goes into Arichus over here. Hashem Pesayim Hashem works. I think we'll go into it tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Amrav Safra Mishum Mebishu after it's finished up. Amrav Safra Mishum Mebishu. There's three types of venoms. Shelbachur, the young snake, that's Shekeya. So it's more dense, so it sinks. Shelbainini, but the teenage snake, not middle aged, teenage Mifapeya, it sort of dissipates, dilutes into the, whatever it is, the middle. Michelle Zocking, but an outer snake, a senior snake, soft, it floats on top. Reg the Gemara, the Maimra, the Kama, the Koshish, Hachach Chele, you're telling me that as a snake gets older, its strength, the strength of the venom becomes weaker. But Tanya, Shleisha Kol Zman Shemaskinen Gevura Mitay Seves Blay. There are three things that as they get older, they get stronger. Elohein, Dug, a fish, an old fish, tastes stronger, I guess. Nachash, snake, I mean the venom of the snake. A chazir, and then the pig, older pig is worse than a younger pig. So what's the, as this work? Just finished saying that it's weaker. So koyach isufehu, the potency of it increases as it gets older. Zehere kolish, but the, how do they translate this? The
viscosity.
The viscosity of it. The viscosity of it becomes weaker. No, it all stems from the fact that it's older, but we're talking about the venom. The potency of the venom gets stronger. It's qualitative. The quantitative, as it gets older, it doesn't have as much of a consistency to it. So it's viscosity or something. Very good. Yeah, floats around. Bachar Sarkeya, the fact that the young snake has its venom sink, my health. So the tiny went in a price. Chavish in his galah, af bishas chasam ben kishav leimesu. Well, yish to be ben asimi. If there's a giloy on wine, and many people drank from it, and only the bottom, and they didn't die, so we could maybe assume there's no venom here. The last one should not drink. Well, yish to be ben asimi, because again the venom sinks. Nice, how you know a story like this? Shushas u'meditish, shavloi meis, shushas u'meditish, you meis. That again is the halacha of, that's the nechtemina, that the young snake's venom stinks. Tell us that it could be on the bottom. Amr Rabbi Yemi Yezeu Fekeh, b'chein av atiyach, b'chein din av atiyach, shin is gausu, afu bi shavachu mimenu tes mei odom, lo meisu, lo yoichal mimenu asiri. Maisu hoya, v'ochu menetish, lo meisu, v'och asiri, u'meis. Amr who? Rabbi Yemi Yezeu. Who's Amar Reb? Rebbe? Zeh Ushekei. Okay. Tan Rabban, Mayim Shadis Galo, Hunezel Yishokhin, Rishus Rabban, Vol Yerbas Behen Esabayis. If you have Giloy, what water that there is a Shash, Venom. Yeah. I read that. Mayim Shadis Galo, Hunezel Yishokhin, Rishus Rabban. You shouldn't pour it in Shasa Rabin. Rashi says someone who's barefoot might step on it and get this. Yep. Well, the Arbitz Bohen is a bias from sprinkle. And he's going to sprinkle water at the house, clean the house with it. Well, the Gabo Enes Atid.
They sprinkle it so the dust should come out of it.
Yeah. You shouldn't mix cement. Well, Yashka Mehen, Loi Behemta, Glen is Kaveiro. You shouldn't give it to your animal or your friend. Yeah, I don't know. Wash it down the toilet. But Yechas Ben Ponu Yodav Araglam, and don't wash your hands, face, and your face, hands, and feet. Cover Shabbos. Don't use that type of water. Achen Roimir Mokim Sheish Tirta Oser Ain Tirta Moder. Achen qualify this, and they say it depends. If it's a place that has bumps in the skin, not smooth, so then it can get absorbed over there, and then it stays, sticks around, and goes in.
Wrinkles.
It wrinkles.
Why would it get it from
here? No, because it stagnates. Because it's, and therefore it has time to absorb. Yeah.
It'll come later, like where, look at us. Yeah. And then it has to go through into the body.
It sits there. Stagnates. No, look at Rashi. It stagnates there, and therefore it'll end up.
It sounds like it makes a hole.
Or whatever, yeah, but the point is it stays there. The point is that it stays there. Actually, Gemara, ain't sirta is mutar. Achim arayin tanakamo. Actually, Gemara achim, that's the tanakamo. They say the same thing. Because tanakamo spoke about which parts of the body, the face, which has wrinkles, I guess. And then you have the hand. You have, again, the hand. And then, the feet also have wrinkles. It's not a smooth area of the body. So everything Gemara Ikave Nayu Gava Yav the Gava Regel the Rumni Dapi, and Afkamina would be on the top of the hand, the top of which is smooth, and the top of the foot, as well as the Rumni Dapi. What's this? The Pumilu Shoponim, Asher Eitz La'ayin. Cheap over here, yeah, it's smooth over here. Okay, Omer Mal Yishkanan Lebehemtiv Lebehem Saver. Says you're not allowed to give to your animal to the friend's animal. This mind that was a scholar, Valtanya, Abu Mashkil, the Bemis Atzmo, says he can feed it to his own animal. Kitanya, he is Shunro. That's talking about a snake. Snake has, I'm sorry.
Chad.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you see, I got, at the end of it, I'm so confused.
No, it's a cat in the hat.
I was waiting for someone to say that. The cat in the hat. There you go. Here's to the Yankasu. Yeah, better than, yeah. Okay, sorry. A cat could, Rashi says, can handle the venom.
And your own name with the
venom. No, and therefore, your own cat, is you're allowed to give it to, that fat cat, you're allowed to give it to.
Only your own cat?
Oh, Yachi, the Chavre Nami. Very good. The Chavre Nami. So the cat in the hat, no matter whose cat it is, can have it. Can have it. The chavre chochish gets weaker. The mice, it's not affected by the venom to the fact that the way it passed away, but it does get weaker because of it. So this I don't understand. What would be the issur to feed something to your animal where it's going to die? What would be the issur? The only issur I could think of is baltashlis. Why can't you kill an animal? I can kill an animal. It's baltashlis. So what happens if it gets weaker? What would you say then? What would you say? Tsar balechayim. So this is the question. Tsar balechayim, does that apply when you kill an animal? I'm asking, what's the issue?
We said there's an issue.
Why can't you give it to?
We said, because all the time, don't do it, because this is what happens.
It's advice. What, David? What? No, I'm saying, let's say before the whole Gemara, it says you're not allowed to feed, you're not allowed to give your animal. Is it an issue? What's wrong? What's wrong?
He says baltashlis. The Mesifta says baltashlis. And that's what the Mesifta says.
Baltashlis. So now what's going to happen? So now the Gemara is saying what? We're talking about a cat, which doesn't die.
Someone else's.
It gets weaker. So what's the problem if it gets weaker?
There's no problem. That's the Gemara said.
No, that's why there should be a problem by another.
If it's a fabric cat, it doesn't get weaker.
No. Today, nami chosish, and therefore, what's the problem?
For yourself, it's not about it's nezik to the other guy.
Yeah. So we know it's nezik. We know it's nezik.
How to say that next line?
Yeah, but I thought at this point we don't know that.
If it's nezik, the one cash to be nami chosish.
That's what I'm asking. I don't know. Is there an issue?
I think it's not right line.
Let's say it is nezik. So let's say he damages his animal. I don't know. What's the problem with that?
Doesn't want damaging your animal.
But what about his? What is the problem?
He quotes a Tosfos at the end of Hagoizel, which I'm reading right now. Kuftes of a beis. The afilu the behemet to meyala yashke mishum baltashes.
And what? So what?
And Tosfos quotes our Gemara.
Well, yeah, right. Everyone is saying, I think what I'm saying. I'm just approaching it from four different angles.
Right. Interesting.
We're approaching it from different angles, but it boils down to the question: what would be the issur of weakening your own animal?
Right.
Unless you say it's Tsar Balechayim, maybe there's Tsar Balechayim, but if that's the case, all right, so maybe you'll say they're both things. Killing, yeah, I agree. I'm saying.
Even weakening it is possible.
All right, okay. Right, that's all for good. How the bari, yeah, so it gets better. Yeah, that's right. Can't be tzar b'alei chayim. So I don't understand. How the bari, the chav frankly, the chavri nami, how the bari, so what's the problem? No, because then the bari is vunim afliminate, because maybe at that point in time he wants to sell it, and he's taking away the ability for him to sell it, at least in that time, because it's weak. No one's going to want to buy a weak cat. So that's the difference. All right. Very good. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.